was snowing here in New Bhutan morning yesterday and last night. You've probably seen the pictures of the landscape while I was doing Katyayani Puja. And it's probably even whiter now, and it's below zero, so it's getting cold. I meditate on bathing in the Jamuna, just as the gopis had done. I'm using the excuse that there was no snow on the ground in Vrindavan at that time, and so the water wasn't as cold as it is here. But if the weather breaks a little, or if I get some further sign from Katyayani Devi or Radhisham, then follow in the footsteps of gopis, I may just do the needful. Niranjan Maharaj arrived yesterday back in Hungary, and he's more probably on his way down here already, and we'll be staying here. I don't even know how long he's staying here. We'll have to discuss that, because in February I'll be leaving for India. And so, of course, his option is also to go and continue his rest while I'm there, or stay here. There's really a skeleton crew, here in New Rajadam. So many devotees out on the marathon. So I just have a nice schedule. I rise early and I chant rounds, after which I do the SMS for the Sankirtan devotees, and then I write up until this time. Right now it's 10:30, and then I do the podcasts at 11. I bathe, and 11:30 do puja to Radha Damodar, and 12:15 I should head for Vastraharanaghat, where I do the worship of Katyayani. Actually, I'm not exactly at Vastraharanaghat, at least on our Jamuna here, because there's no ghat there. There's no steps as yet. The steps have yet to be done when the Braja projects are underway next year, or completed next year. So I'm as close as I can be. And then I go to the temple, take darshan of Radhisham, if I'm there before Raj Bhog Artik finishes. Then I take prasadam with devotees, Havisha, rest a little after that, and then I go back and chant rounds again, sitting before Radhisham, which is really very peaceful and beautiful at this time of year. It's very rare to have visitors come to New Bhajadam. As I mentioned, most of the devotees are gone, so yesterday I sat from 4 to 6 in the temple room all alone, and that was very beautiful. It gets dark really quite early, and it will continue to get darker up until the 21st, which is winter solstice. And then if I have scheduled meetings, I speak with devotees, or have meetings from around 6 to whenever it requires, 7:30, and then I try to do some more writing, but I also have some correspondence, telephone calls, and other things to do, and then rest. So that's the day schedule here. It's not exactly a full day of writing. probably I don't get more than 4 hours of writing in the podcast, the SMS, Katyayani Devi's Puja. Meetings all take up time that would otherwise allow me to have a full-on 8 to 10 hours. But that's how it is for now. And then some of these things will end at the end of a marathon, and I'll have more time to write. And I hope to be able to pursue that writing schedule after the marathon. And even when I go to the UK, and when I come back, and then of course when I'm gone, it's giving me an opportunity to really get into Navabraja Mahima, which means that at this stage I'm also getting into certain structural and substantive changes. I won't get into them in detail over this medium, but they do require a lot of time, energy, concentration, consultation as well, and that works when I'm doing it full time. If you're hearing noises, I just came down the stairs and I'm putting some logs on the fire because it's getting a little cool upstairs. Chandra Doya Prabhu is here and taking care of me, helping me with the house, with puja, and other things. That's the fire is going. And so it requires quite serious meditation, which I really need time for, and then writing, and some experimentation. Right now, that's what I'm doing, trying a few different formats for the tense of the book. That means future as opposed to present and past. And this is for the Parikram Kanda, or the part which actually deals with the performance of Parikrama. Anyway, it's quite exciting. Sometimes it's a little intense or very intense, but the good thing that I've already got experience with some of these things in previous books, and that really makes it easier both to resolve issues as well as digest them. Let me just, having spent most of my time just talking about what's going on here, read one short or one longish question from a Bhakta Bravinan in the UK. He says, I'm a student in University of Southampton. Currently, my friend and I have started a Krishna Consciousness Society in our university. We are finding it a bit hard to preach to students, but with Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have managed to hold two meetings with speakers from London. Many of the students here don't want to be involved much in spiritual activities such as chanting and reading, so we are teaching yoga, vegetarian lifestyle, and some teaching from ancient Vedic literature, Gita. So far, the speakers have done a very good job, and the students chanted for a few minutes. On the first occasion, 10 people turned up, and on the second, 26 people turned up. But my fear is that I am only a practitioner of Krishna consciousness for a year, and I have no knowledge. I'm trying to read the basic books and listening to lectures. I'm scared I won't be able to preach very well. In addition, having a character of shyness and pressure from my course, I'm facing this difficulty. Could you please tell this fallen soul how to preach and how to stabilize this little mission I have started? And please give me and my friend your blessing so we can succeed in this mission. Phew. Okay. Anyway, congratulations. Bhakta Bravinan, just continue to preach. You may not be experienced, you may not be very learned, but if you take advice from devotees, and I'm sure you're under someone's guidance, and do your best, then the Dhammi Bhuti Yogam Tvam, Krishna will give the intelligence from within how to serve him. And by preaching, you'll get the experience how to preach better. Certainly, one shouldn't be scared. For preaching, we have to follow Srila Prabhupada's example, who was bold as a lion, and take risks. However, we should preach according to our ability, which means that we shouldn't make things up, we shouldn't go into areas that are over our head, but according to our limited realization, we should give that. And by Srila Prabhupada's grace, what we have to give. You're not this body. The spirit, the soul is eternal. This body is like a covering of the soul, and the soul transmigrates through different bodies, as it does in this one. This is basic knowledge for us, but it's so much over and beyond what people understand out there, either in philosophy or in religious circles, that if you present that, that will be a great gift to those who hear you. You'll be benefited, they'll be benefited, and Lord Chaitanya will be pleased. Hare Krishna.